federal rep, the remember Rob Wilson? No, it's anyway, it's what's his name? Rob. Anyway, it's a it used to be an Altel guy. It's a Verizon guy now, but he's just for government accounts.
Oh,
and actually thinking about putting this on a government account.
You didn't think to ask about Joan and getting her phone.
Actually, there was a piece of paper that someone needed to sign. I signed a piece of paper getting her authorized for the first and the fifth time.
Good.
To put on the
good deal.
We're green.
Okay, call our meeting back to order to
finish
work on budget and executive if we need to. And I have a proposed motion.
Is it in executive or outside of executive?
Outside of executive for IDA. That is all we have left, isn't it?
I think that's only. There's nothing else, is there, on anything? All right, let's.
You ready to hear my motion?
You want to talk about it first, or you're just going to make it?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Pretty much what we've. Well, I'll wait for Rick to get in here. Pretty much what we've talked about, but maintain Joan, our grants person, at $36,000.
Okay.
The grant assistant that was requested by the IDA at $20,000.
Okay. 15. We went down to 15, I think, on that.
Oh, we did?
Yep.
We did?
Yep. 128, isn't it?
Okay.
No, 127. We went down to 15 on that. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
So my motion would be to leave Joan at 36, the grant assistant at 15, the director at 60.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we've got?
We had 70 up there, but let's go 60. Go change it to 30.
And our the liaison, Ron's position, at 7,500. And my thought on that is... that would give enough funding for six. Is that right? Hang on here. I'm sorry. I'm not. That would give funding for 10 additional weeks at the same rate that Joan's getting for him to finish up all the grant process that he's been working on.
Okay.
And the rest of that thought is that we would put out for the executive director position immediately.
Okay.
That would give us that 10 weeks to find an executive director.
Okay.
And as was discussed yesterday, Ron would have that opportunity to, you know, apply for the executive director position.
Okay.
If he so desired. And
sure. Change the executive director amount to $48,500. That's the minus the 10 weeks because they wouldn't start January 1st. That makes sense.
Okay.
That just
okay.
That is 60,000.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And I'll leave my motion at that. Discussion without a second, anyway. So far, I'm not in favor of. You know, there was talk about us doing a split, and it's focused on Ron being half-time at 24,000 in the industrial development and then another 24,000 in HR.
Okay.
And I'm not in favor of that. I think that we pretty much had a good decision as far as the HR at leaving it at one position to begin the year with, and I think we ought to stick with that. That's my comment and my motion.
I can't second that right now. You understand that.
Well, y'all haven't thought about it, so I'm going to expect you to think and talk a little bit.
Okay.
Guys, I don't know what goes on in there, but anytime you have administration as top heavy as you have in there, you need to be checking that. You need to be getting some really good administration if you do that. I don't know. Does that make any sense? If I understand it right, Joan doesn't write grants. She's supposed to be helping administer. Ron does the same thing. Then you get an executive director. What's he going to do? All I see is administration. I don't see any. It's like we've got the queen and the king bee, but nothing else. No workers.
I
would just caution you about that. And like I say, I don't know what goes on there. I think that you get some really, really good people in there. But I see, to me, it looks like a problem just from looking at it and not knowing much about it. That's all.
Well, my thought is Joan and Ron have both been working on grants. They're not just administrators. I must say, especially Joan, I mean, she just ground out the stuff. Excuse me, I'll drop my conversation. I thought you had it.
I'm going to move that we go into executive session for personnel. I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Yeah, if we can.
I would, if you wouldn't care, Rick. Well, no, I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, go ahead.
You want me in here?
No, that's fine.
I was wanting to make a comment on that department is just overloaded with talent, and we're searching for more talent. Now, I may be wrong, but I think if you'll check back, that you'll find that Joan has not wrote a grant, maybe one, but she has administered the effects of the grants that Barbara Bowling mm-hmm. has wrote. Mm-hmm. I think that if you check back into the office area that when we developed this, our problem lies within what we started off with to where it's turning into. Mm-hmm. We started off with people that were very talented in the area of working and getting stimulus monies, and it's paid off tremendously for the county. We have an IDA that doesn't understand the government process. I get that from the emails, I get that from the messages, I get that from individual talks with the people. The IDA in itself and economic development should be a return tenfold. First of all, we have a mistake that's already been made as an oversight. The monies that they have taken in should go directly into the county coffers. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We run into that situation at animal control, which ended up jeopardizing and causing severe problems out there. So from emails that I have got from different individuals and everything, I think there is not an understanding by some board members of the IDA how government operates. Mm-hmm. And I think they're good people, and they're going to make good decisions as far as the economic development decisions that they make, but they don't understand the rules and regulations that we have to abide by. And I think that is one place that that Mr. Hausman knows the statutes and everything to be a great benefit to them. Whether he is applying that now mm-hmm. is something, maybe a different subject.
Right.
Whether he's And with those members talking to him about that now, I don't know. There's one thing that we do have to get started off with, and that is the first thing we've got to do is make sure that money enters the county coffers.
Explain that to me.
They have their own checking account. I don't know how much money they have in the
account.
They have their own checking account.
Yeah, yes. Without any authorization.
The Industrial Development Authority has the ability to give bonds that are paid for through development, the state development people. They get fees from that, okay? And
they've not charged any fees as of yet.
They obviously have.
How much money
do they
have in
the checking?
$30,000 or $35,000.
No. That's what they're expecting to get this year, but I don't know.
That's next to nothing.
When the Industrial Development Authority was quite inactive, and the county commission got them going again. I believe Joe Reich was on there at the time. And I was at the initial meeting, and there was barely anything in the checking account. And they didn't charge fees for these bonds, or hadn't charged much in the way of fees. As I told you before, there was one entity they did for when they changed their fee structure, or basically leveraged into not charging the same degree of fees. They're now talking about charging more fees that most industrial development authorities will charge. And they get that money, and then they're able to reinvest it in the community in other ways. But it's from those fees that they get the money.
I understand, but there hasn't been any fees that I'm aware of they've charged. They're talking about this newest fee.
They have charged some fees. Not. We're not talking a lot of money, but they have charged some fees. They charged SCAG some fees, not what they were going to charge, but they did charge them some fees. Much reduced.
Do we have any idea what the balance of that is?
It'd be easy to find out.
Should be easy to find out about it.
Would Helen have any idea?
Oh, no.
No.
It does not come to the county coffers, so Helen will have
it. Here's the deal. That goes totally against county policy, what we set up, and what we've been told. Any funds taken in through the county goes directly into the county coffers.
I know they're planning on this newest fee, they're planning to deposit into the county coffers, but...
And I don't think they'd be adverse to it, but, I mean, you're creating a hybrid, and whether you want to create a hybrid is the question.
That's either they need to put all the monies in the county coffers, or they need to have their own money, and in that case, you guys don't have employees if they...
Right.
If you're creating an economic development or have a department, and you put it under the IDA, do you really want to put it under the IDA? You questioned this yesterday. Or do you want them reporting directly to the county commission and working with the IDA?
Right.
I think that's the point that I'm trying to get across, is that they need to work under the county commission just exactly the way the sewer board's administrative department works under the county commission, just exactly the way the planning and zoning department works under the county commission, the administrative side of that.
It sure sounds good to me. I either want it that way, or I don't want to have any responsibility for the money. One or the other.
All right. Let's vote on this executive so I can talk.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
You want me in or out?
You can be in. It's fine.